Good evening. Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Oliver Lee is my name, and you're listening to us tonight in Auckland on a Wednesday night, down in Christchurch on Saturday night on Plains FM down there, and Access Radio Wellington and Capitol Coast Radio in Wellington on Sunday afternoon. And greetings to everybody listening to us on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. Hopefully you can stay with me for the next hour. We'll bring you all the news from Ireland. We're on the countdown now to the election just over a week ago, and two candidates in the field. More about that later on. Fallout from the budget and coverage of sport and other things, but plenty of good music. And fortunately, we're going to have it tonight is Aoife Scott, and she's singing all about the Wild Atlantic Way. Scott and the Wild Atlantic Way. It was certainly a bit wild there last week with Storm Amy, but thankfully weather has improved in Ireland over the last week, and you know, there's quite nice autumnal weather there. While I'm broadcasting this, recording this program here I'm watching Ireland's match against Armenia in Lansdowne Road or Aviva Stadium, Dublin. We'll come to sport later, but a must-win game for Ireland, and it's nil all after 20 minutes by the time you're listening to this game. Well, by the time we finish recording the program, might be over. We'll let you know what the result is, but they were beaten at the weekend. But the other big game that's on is the presidential election. Yes, two candidates. We've got Catherine Connolly for the Independents and Heather Humphreys from Fine Gael. And the campaign is winding down. There's still more debates. There was a debate I watched this morning with Pat Kenny on News Talk. And they just seem to be these debates going over and over the same things. And I think probably people are fed up now. They just want to get on and have the election. Opinion polls are favouring Catherine Connolly at the moment, although somebody said yesterday, maybe it might have been in one of the papers, the Irish Times, like the race, the tortoise and the hare, because Catherine was out in July with her nomination, had her late inclusion after Mairead McGuinness pulled out due to health reasons, and Heather has been behind pretty much all along the way, but she's making progress at the moment, and I'm sure there'll be another opinion poll out this weekend. But they're rehashing all the same stuff, issues over whether Heather, her husband's Eric, was a member of the Orange Order, Catherine Connolly employing a former criminal, and obviously her views on Europe are a bit different to Heather and Fine Gael. She's backed by the Labour Party, but former Labour Party leader Alan Kelly has come out the other day, and he said reluctantly he's going to be voting for Heather Humphreys. He just cannot bring himself to voting for Connolly. And the same thing with a number of former Green members, TDs. They basically said they're not happy that Connolly is getting the backing of the Green Party, and some of them have resigned their positions. So, but we'll have a new president on the election is on the 24th. So the expected the turnout is around 40% the last time, but it could be less this time round. But more about the fallout from Fianna Fáil's botched campaign with Jim Gavin. And after come back, I presume, was the old point by Mike Denver. He was on that Irish country music show the other night. I went along at short notice to see singer. I saw him performing at the NRL final, Teddy Sims. He's an American singer, 33, brilliant voice. And he was at the Spark Arena the other night, full house, and I met quite a few people there. But I just want to play a request for Nora O'Neill, who's originally from Kilkenny, living here in Auckland and a regular listener to Ireland Calling. And I met Nora's daughter Mary and husband Stuart at the concert. And not sure I'll play any Teddy Sims Swims songs on my programme, but a wonderful singer. And I see he's performing in Ireland next May or June. Well, here is the Rose and Moon Coin. Especially for Nora O'Neill, originally from Kilkenny, and listening to Ireland Calling.
We're going to do this one this time. Here's a song this time, one called The Rose and Moon Coin.
How sweet is to roam by the sunny shore stream, hear the birds coo, neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine, on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moon Coin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so sweet sounds a lark's merry song. I dream, thanks I wonder, where first I rejoin with you, lovely Molly, the Rose of Moon Coin.
Right, that song being played a lot of times in Croke Park after the All-Ireland Hurling Final, but not for a few years. The Rose of Moon Coin, of course, the national anthem of Kilkenny. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope you're enjoying the programme wherever you're listening tonight. I've got my eye on the laptop here watching the soccer match while putting this broadcast together still. Nil all for Ireland. Right, the fallout from the botched campaign for the presidential election from Fianna Fáil. You remember last week, last Sunday week, Jim Gavin pulled out because of an issue over not repaying a former tenant €3,300 going back to 2008, 2009. And basically, his campaign was stuttering before that. There was awful allegations made online, all false, and he wasn't performing well in interviews, but he bailed out. And then the knives were out for Micheál Martin, because Micheál Martin and Jack Chambers, they were the two people, the leader and deputy leader of Fianna Fáil, that decided to push Gavin onto the Fianna Fáil ticket, even though he wasn't a member of Fianna Fáil, and not give the opportunity to their MEP, former Fianna Fáil stalwart, Billy Kelleher. So Gavin stood down, he's gone now, and he's back to being a private citizen, and I'm sure he's regretting the day that he answered that call from Micheál Martin or Jack Chambers to become their candidate. So Fianna Fáil had a parliamentary party meeting on Wednesday night, and Micheál Martin stood up and said he's mea culpa, and he said the blame is fully with him, and this meet went on for over 3 hours. And but of course Micheál Martin said that he's devoted his life to the party, and like the phoenix rising from the ashes, Fianna Fáil was pretty much dead and buried after 2011 election, and he managed to resurrect it. So he said he deserves a chance. He thinks he wants to lead the party into the next election in about 4 years' time, but it's highly unlikely that would happen. So he's Taoiseach until January 27. Big year next year. It's the centenary of Fianna Fáil, and Ireland takes over the presidency of the European Union for 6 months. So it's unlikely there'll be any heave, but a lot of the papers at the weekend talked about heaves against former Taoiseach Carney Haughey, Bertie Ahern, and Albert Reynolds. So the only man that's in contention put his name up is Jim Callaghan, and he's the Minister for Justice. His name was mentioned previously, but he said one day he'd love to be leader, but that's probably not going to happen quite so. Will Micheál Martin survive? We'll have to wait and see what happens. But the ironic thing is, before we take the next song, Jim Gavin's name is still on the ballot papers for the election, and he could still be elected, probably unlikely. Next, we're going with Jim Jam, Time to Go Home.
It's a cold Friday night in the town I was born, and the wind and rain howl through the air. Inside in the snug is alive with a session and a thrill for all who are there. Hearts are kept warm with the reels and the jigs, along with the drop of the pure. Photos of old lovely heroes are nailed to the wall like old times before. It's time to go. Shake your hands and say your goodbyes. Time to go home. Johnny from town orders 10 pints of plain as his wife tries to drag him to bed. One more little sup cries old Johnny as he takes off into dancing instead. Fire crackles along like the curly red hair of the fiddler who sits by the door. Brownie lets off the green fields round for band as the bubbly twins they shout for more.
All right, grand old Opry, sing it with me this time.
It's time to go home. Time to go home. Shake your hands and say goodbye. It's time to go home.
Lovely.
Night's winding down and the crowd's on their feet. One more song, what a sight to be seen. There's tears in the eyes of all men as they rattle the walls without rendezvous. Head for the door and on to the wet, windy streets of old Tullamore. Nights they go down, but the music and fire is alive inside in our core.
Let's hear you sing it.
It's time to go home, time to go home. Shake your hands and say goodbye. It's time to go home.
Grand Ole Opry on your own.
It's time. Say your goodbyes. It's time to go home. Say goodbye to the ones that you love. It's time to go home.
Grand Ole Opry, thanks so much. We are Cheech Jam. Enjoy the rest of the night. Romina Morgan, thank you.
Don't go home yet or don't go to sleep yet. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, I was listening to, working here at the weekend, and I listened to a lot of Irish radio on RT1, and I was listening to Ray Cuddy on Saturday night on Late Date, and he talked about the great celebrations that were happening in Donnerailey's hometown in Cork. They won a Junior B Hurling final. County title, which meant an awful lot when growing up, anybody that's come from rural Ireland, you know that, well, any part of Ireland, club football and hurling is so important. So he was just saying what a great night it was. And then we woke up on Sunday morning to news that a father of four was killed in an altercation in Donnerail, the same town that this club hurling team, apparently there were celebrations happening in a pub. And something happened inside and it continued out onto the street, and a local postman, Barry Daly, was pronounced dead in the early hours of Sunday morning. And today the news is breaking that a man and a teenage boy have been charged. A man in his 20s and a teenage boy, you can't be named because he's obviously under 17, have been charged with the murder. So what was a celebration for this small town. In fact, I drove to Donnerail when I was back in Ireland, in West Cork, East Cork, has turned to sadness now for a man that was well liked in the community that has died tragically. So it's terrible news for a small village after, you know, recent weeks. There was the tragedy, murder, suicide in Dublin, and then the tragedy of the father and mother and autistic son that were killed by another son a few weeks ago. Their funeral was on last week, and the surviving son spoke brilliantly and in tributes to his parents and his brother. Right, Celtic Woman and Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside, the summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you If I am dead, as dead I will maybe, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an ave there for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread above me, and on my grave warmer, sweeter be. For you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep.
Danny Boy, yes, good song for a tenor to sing. Half an hour gone in this match as I'm watching it here. Still nil all, and Northern Ireland are pretty much qualified for the playoffs. Scotland, Wales, England. So Ireland, the lame duck, and they should have done better. They lost to Armenia a few weeks ago. Unlucky against Portugal at the weekend. Portugal scored a goal in injury time after a great display by the Irish team, and Cillian Kelleher, the Cork bad goalie, saved a penalty from Ronaldo. We'll stick on sport for a minute. The rugby season has got underway with the United Rugby Championship. Leinster had all their Lions players back at the weekend, so they had a good win. And now the big game is happening this weekend. Leinster take on Munster. This fixture last year was a sellout at Croke Park, but it might be signed the times that there's only about 40,000 tickets sold for the game. Munster, under new coach Clayton McMillan, former Chiefs coach, have had a good start. They've had 3 wins from 3 games. Now, they were lucky to beat Edinburgh the other day, but everybody expects Leinster will be too strong for Munster this weekend, but we'll just have to wait and see. My own province, Connacht, after having won their previous game, cancelled because of the storm Amy. They went to Cardiff last weekend and lost, didn't really play that well, but former English and Irish Leinster coach Stuart Lancaster is giving lots of young players a chance to make a name for themselves. Of course, big developments in Cork. They'll be opening their new stand at the sports ground there early in the new year, and support of Connacht would be very, very strong. And what's, of course, the big focus then will be, after this weekend, will be on preparations for Ireland's match against the All Blacks in Chicago on the 1st of November. Of course, 2016, Ireland created history over there when they beat the All Blacks first time in their history. And of course, we've managed to beat them a few times since, maybe 5 times since. So certainly the All Blacks will be favourites for that game. Ireland players have only played a few club matches in the last few weeks, and many of them toured with the Lions area this year. We'll come back and look at some of the Gaelic game results later on tonight, but up next we're going to have Christy Moore and The Voyage.
This song was written by Johnny Doohan out of Limerick. He said this song after was about 1978. There's a woman down here in front of the jail, she's going mad to hear her. Oh, to God, I got it right now. She's got a huge fella. He's like 2 cornerbacks.
Together.
when the winds were gales. Sad of the doldrums and patience and hope, working together we learned how to cope. Life is an ocean and love is a war. There was just me and you. Now that around us we have our own crew, and together we're sailing the ship. We built it with care to last the whole trip. Destination is not marked on any chart. We're navigating through the shores of the heart. Life is an ocean, love is a boat. It's troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you.
Out of luck unless you bought tickets to see Christy Moore. He's already sold out about 20 concerts in Ireland. He's touring at the moment in Ireland, but he's got a series of concerts in Dublin at Vicar Street, November, December and January, all sold out. Very, very popular singer is Christy. Sadly, he doesn't travel much these days. He goes to England now. He can get over there by boat, but that's about it. Not a fan of flying, of course. Christy hit 80 earlier this year, back in, I think, about May. And, of course, toured here, came here in the early 90s and had the pleasure of interviewing him and meeting him a few times. And great singer, and still belting out the songs. And that particular song, those of us living down here, we are on a voyage. And my voyage started actually on the 16th of October, 1987. I set sail for New York for what was going to be a year in Australia with a few months in America first, and ended up spending 3 months in America. On to Australia then at the end of 87. Teamed up with my good friend Eugene McDonough, who's back there in Ireland listening to Ireland Calling every week, and had a year there, a bit more than a year, year and a half, and probably maybe would have stayed longer, but that didn't work out, and came here for a week in 89. And I'm still here, so it's been quite a voyage for me, and I'm sure those of you listening here that are from Ireland and have left, and those of you listening in other parts of the world that tune in, you've all got your own story to tell about our own voyage. But certainly, little did I know back in 87 when I flew from Shannon to New York, nearly cried all the way on that plane, all the way over. I was going off into a bit unknown, and pretty much arrived in New York on a Friday evening, and I was working in Connecticut on a building site on Tuesday. I was supposed to work on Monday, but my man that was supposed to pick me up had a big night the night before. But there were interesting times, and I'll never forget being in New York that first weekend. You had the New York County final. It was between Donegal and Leitrim and Galway, I think. It might have been anyway. It was half the Galway team playing, and Galway guys that had come out that weekend. People used to come out to play, and the game ended in a draw. And then the following weekend, the game was cancelled because the owner of Gaelic Park in New York, John Kerry O'Donnell, he had the takings of the gate, or maybe he had the takings of the bar, and the New York GA had the takings of the gate for the replay. He wanted the takings of everything, so the game didn't go ahead. So there was no champion back in 1987. CMAT, a really, really popular singer, and here she is with I Don't Care For You. CMAT and I Don't Care For You, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Gwynn Group. You listen to us in Auckland on Planet FM on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Cafferty Coast and Access Radio in Wellington on Sunday, and greetings to everybody listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand. Just going back to sport again, there's been big developments or big news in on the sporting front in the last 48 hours. One of Ireland's great swimmers, Shane Ryan, he announced his retirement from competitive swimming. Last week, he's won a number of medals for Ireland at various World Games and competed in at least three Olympics. But he announced, he's 31, announced last week that he was retired, and everybody thought, good, he's given it all to Ireland. And then today, there's a new kind of a competition to the Olympic Games. It's called the Enhanced Games. Right? What are you enhanced with? Performance enhancing drugs. And in May next year, the first of these games are taking place in Las Vegas. And Ryan announced yesterday that he was going to join this Enhanced Games. That's all about the money. I just heard an interview with him on RTE Radio this morning, our time. And he basically said, he's given it all to Ireland. He was born in, might have been born in America, or certainly went to university in America. But he said he's made little or no money out of competitive swimming, and he's missed out on a lot of opportunities. So when he was approached about this, he took it on. So the interviewer said to him, well, do you know what you're putting into your body? And he said, well, it could be a range of any different performance enhancing drugs like EPO, which we hear about and stuff like that. And he's hoping that it won't have any detrimental effect on his health. But a very, very worrying development. And these games have been the brainwave of an Australian billionaire and called D'Souza, and backed by a New Zealand citizen. Well, he was here for about a week. When he was given citizenship, Peter Thiel, a very well-off American businessman. And it looks like that these games are going to go ahead. And the other big thing on sport and money is this R360, which is the new rugby competition that they're trying to get off the ground, backed by Saudi Arabian money or Middle Eastern money. And I see Eddie Jones, former Australian and current Japanese coach, says this is going to happen, and he said it'll be good, the game. So no doubt Eddie is on the beats back there somewhere with money for that. But disappointment for Irish swimming. Obviously Ryan cannot compete for Ireland again, and all the organisations that supported him are disappointed that he's taking this opportunity to leave the organisation. Okay, Dermot Kennedy next on Days Like This. Dermot started his career in Boscombe and Grafton Street and has done very, very well for himself. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, and brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, the mentioned there a few weeks ago was the trial that was happening into a former paratrooper that was involved with the Bloody Sunday back in 1972. Well, there's been a trial run. Obviously, the paratrooper's name is separately not disclosed. This trial has been going on for the last few weeks, but the judge in the trial has said he will rule on Thursday whether to dismiss the case against Soldier F. It follows a two-day defence submission that the former paratrooper had no case to answer. So Soldier F is accused of two counts of murder and five of attempted murder and obviously being granted anonymity by the court. The charge led to that terrible events of the 31st of January 1972 when civil rights protesters were fired on by the military and Derry, 13 people were killed. And it's a sad chapter in Irish history. I know there's been many inquiries in the British government apologised. I think it was Tony Blair maybe came to Derry and apologised to the people of Derry. But I remember well, I was out what we had called the bridge old out home and singing Liam Neeson and came home that night. It was a Monday night and it was a frosty night, and seeing the scenes on a black and white television of Bishop Daly and waving the handkerchief to plead with the soldiers to stop firing as they dragged the dead from the streets in Derry. And that was probably one of the biggest recruitment drives that promoted membership of the IRA, because up to then people, you know, they were out peacefully marching, and all of a sudden, you know, they were fired on by paratroopers and 15 dead and many others injured. Okay, Wyden John, let's hit another song here. And this time it's Dolores Keane, and she's singing a song called Teddy O'Neill.
Come surely to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were rolling that Teddy was courting another fair lass. And didn't I wake with a weeper and wailing? The pain in my heart was too deep. I've wrapped the lane where he called
singer from Carlistran and County Galway, Dolores Haim and Teddy O'Neill. And I think Dolores just hit 70 last year, but she's still singing. And of course, brother, part of that great Keane family from Galway. Wonderful singers. Your brother is Sean Keane. Let's have a quick look. Oh, the Irish Times, I'll leave it a big story. Boys only school in Dublin. Private school, Castleknock College, appoints a new principal for the first time in its 190-year history. St. Vincent's Castleknock College has a new principal. Elaine Kelly has been appointed principal of the all-boys fee-paying school, which is attended daily by 770 students. And speaking of schools, more security issues down at Wilson Hospital. This is the school where Enoch Burke has been protesting for over 2 years. A security guard has been now employed at a cost of €763 a week to prevent teacher Enoch Burke from getting into Wilson Hospital School, County Westmeath. Of course, he's already spent time in jail over his issues. And his brother, in fact, his dad went to the school around the same time as me, Sean Burke, and Glenamedy, out to the convent. He went to the tech, and but they lived in Castlebar. And Enoch was a teacher. He's got a sister that's a barrister. He's got another brother that's recently qualified and as a barrister. Well, he's done his law exams and nobody would take him on. But it was announced last week that Maria Steen's sister, who's a barrister, she's taken him on for a year. So obviously, I read some of the comments on this story here, and a lot of people are backing Enoch Burke. Right, well, that's about it. We've come to the end of this program. Ireland calling, and Ireland are still nil all with Armenia, which is, if they don't win this game tonight and get at least 3 or 4 goals scored, they can kiss goodbye to qualifying for the World Cup, which is taking place in the US, Canada, and Mexico, isn't it, next year. I'm out of time for 2 songs. We're going to go with Big Tom and the 4 Country Roads. And if I have space at the end, we'll include Hot House Flowers there, who come in here in February next year with their touring Auckland and Christchurch with a song called I Can See Clearly Now. All right, for me, good night, goodbye, and God bless. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll be back next week. And we'll be 4 days or 2 days away from the presidential election.
From the rain, and once in a while I see us walking home in the morning light, and after the time I long to see my hometown once again. goodbye wish to my heart. Four roads from Lenaman, four roads that drift apart, four roads to Lenaman are the four dusty byways to my heart.
this world without a thing. And we live it just as naked as we can. Him a drive a coupe de ville on a mansion on the hill. Don't mean nothing, Vincent Peter, cause your name. Oh, you don't have the same way you came in. Someone will know the fire next to kin. Some will weep and some will moan. Some will spit upon your stone. But you're going out the same way you came in. Oh, they lay you out in all your fancy clothes. Then they'll figure out just who and what you owe. Then the lawyers lay in their nest. And your kinfolk gets the rest. But you can't take it with you.